Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 12, 2026. Let's start with the big headline, Cybercab production is officially underway. Tesla has begun manufacturing its long-awaited steering wheel-free Robotaxi at Gigafactory Texas this month. The company is targeting a public beta of its ride-hailing app in late Q3 or early Q4 across select U.S. cities. These first units will operate in Tesla's own fleet, with a consumer version expected next year. In vehicle news, Tesla has phased out custom orders for the Model S and Model X, only remaining inventory is available. Meanwhile, the next-generation Roadster could be unveiled as early as late this month, after years of delays since its 2017 prototype debut. On the financial side, it's been a rough quarter. Tesla delivered 358,023 EVs in Q1 2026, up 6% year-over-year but down 14% from Q4, missing Wall Street estimates. The company built over 408,000 cars, leaving a surplus of more than 50,000 unsold units, and global inventory has hit a record 164,000 vehicles. Tesla's stock has now declined for 8 consecutive weeks, with JP Morgan reiterating an underweight rating and a $145 price target, implying about 60% downside from current levels. In autonomous driving, the Netherlands became the first European country to approve Tesla's full self-driving supervised software on April 10. Drivers can now operate hands-free under appropriate conditions, though they remain legally responsible. This opens the door for FSD expansion across Germany, France, and Italy. Tesla also began rolling out FSD version 14.3 this month, featuring a 20% faster reaction time and a rewritten AI compiler. Looking at commercial vehicles, Tesla is accelerating semi-truck production with a goal of 5,000 to 15,000 units in 2026. The trucks are now achieving over 400 miles under full load, and Ralph's grocery chain has partnered with Tesla for up to 500 autonomous electric semis in its supply chain. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.